702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
Let's get an update now from the Mangosuthu University of Technology, where students have been protesting all week. They vowed to continue those protests. One student arrested yesterday after those violent clashes. They want their registration fees and their historical debts to be cleared. So they've been hurling rocks at the police. In turn, law enforcement officers have been deploying a water cannon. So let's find out from Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter, what's been happening there. Nkosikona, what's the situation currently?
Well, Mandy, the situation is calm at here at the Mangosuthu University of Technology. The students, the SRC rather, have decided that they will pause their protests at the university. And this, Mandy, comes after a swift intervention from the KwaZulu-Natal provincial government. The education MEC, who ordinarily does not deal with the higher education matters, was here at the university. In fact, we have spoken to him a few minutes ago, and he has said that he was able to mediate the tension between the university management and the SRC. And because of that, a subcommittee has been established to look into the issues that have been raised by the students. We understand, Mandy, that the work of that subcommittee will commence from 3 p.m. all the way into the weekend, because the university insists that the academic program must commence on Monday. And so the demand of the students, which the university has said that they will work hard to achieve, is that students should be cleared over the course of the weekend. That is, that students, regardless of their historic debts, they should be cleared to register all eligible students, that is, so that they can commence their classes on Monday. But if we understand from the SRC, which is here, they're saying that what they believe is only realistic to take place on Monday is that more students could be cleared by Monday, but they don't think that it will be possible to start classes on Monday. So, Mandy, at this point, everything hinges on the work of the subcommittee, which will start its work from 3 p.m. Going all the way into Sunday.
So, Nkosikona, do we know who sits on this subcommittee and what exactly are they going to be looking at? What are they going to be considering? Who will they be speaking to?
Well, the subcommittee will form part, will be characterized by a representative from the office of the KwaZulu-Natal Premier, Sihle Zikalala. It will involve student leaders, student representatives. It will also involve labor representatives and labor representatives as well. You understand, and you'll note that the challenge that is faced by this university is not just the tensions that between the management and the students. Also, there's ongoing strike by staff members here who are demanding salaries. They want an 8% salary increase, whereas the university is offering a 3.3%. That issue has not yet been resolved. Hence, the students are saying that it's just unrealistic for the university to insist on its point that the academic program will commence on Monday. But they're hopeful that at least if the issue of registration of students is resolved by the end of the weekend, then, Mandy, we'll not see this disruptive protests that have really caused havoc in and around Umlazi.
Nkosikona, thank you so much for wrapping that all up for us. That's Nkosikona Duma, keeping an eye there on what's happening at the Mangosuthu University of Technology.